Good afternoon, everyone. You know what time it is, 12:05 p.m. on Monday, March 21st. This is Londi Sagasuma, and welcome to Healthy Living, where we talk about having a healthy lifestyle by eating right, exercising, and staying committed. On this week's show, I have the privilege to be interviewing two instructors that do not practice the traditional exercises that most people are accustomed to. Now, I know many people out there are getting ready for summer and trying to reach their summer body goals, so I thought, why not have two guests on the show that can't touch base on exercising while still having a blast doing it? I mean, dancing is a workout within itself, right? On today's show, I will be focusing on the art of Zumba and non-traditional workouts. My guests today are Julie Golden from Zumba Fitness in Woodland Hills, who is licensed to teach Zumba, Zumba Gold, and Zumba Kids. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with us. Also today, we have the owner of Funfic Factory in Woodland Hills, Gigi Divin Garcia, right?
Divina Gracia.
Divina Gracia.
Close.
Oh, so close. Gigi has been working in fitness for over 30 years and is not only specialized in Zumba, but also offers other classes such as bootcamp, kickboxing, and spinning. Great to have you on the show, Gigi.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. And again, I'm Londi Sagasuma, and you're listening to Healthy Living. So let's get started with Julie. I read a quote on your page that said, "Fitness and dancing is my passion." So I would like to know what makes you feel so passionate about dancing.
Okay, first of all, dancing is something that makes me happy. I cannot imagine a day going without, you know, me dancing or at least listening to music, and even dancing in my house, in my own living room. Even when I'm cooking, I'm dancing. So I decided to take it to the next level, and if I'm having a lot of fun with it, just try to give it to other people, this the same energy. There's a lot of benefit to dancing, like it boosts your memory, it releases all your stress, you know, the daily problem that you're having, so it helps you to release that. And a lot of creativity when you're dancing. And basically, it makes my heart shine and smile. So this is something. It's 1 hour for me. So when I'm taking a dance class,
yeah,
I used to take. I'm originally from Israel, and I used to take it in the university. I used to take salsa, and I became a master of salsa. Was a while ago, maybe 20 years ago, I can say.
Yeah.
So basically, it makes me happy. That's why I'm passionate about it.
It's funny that you mentioned salsa, because my mom and my family members love dancing salsa, and when I try to dance salsa, it's like I have two left feet. It's so difficult for me, especially because a lot of like quick footwork. I feel like, oh my God, it's a beautiful dance.
Just practice 5 minutes with me and you're going to be good.
I want to also ask you, why did you choose Zumba over other types of dances?
Okay, this is a complicated question, but I will try to make a long story short.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, it started with me after the first delivery. I have three kids now. Mm-hmm. After the first delivery, I've gained maybe 60 something pounds. I was 203 pounds and I was really heavy. I couldn't get rid of all this extra weight. So I was looking for something that will give me fitness in the way that I like. So I actually tried to, you know, found the classes that I not going to look on the clock the whole time and just trying to have fun. You know, I couldn't find it until I saw Zumba. I entered to one of the classes in Total Woman Gym. That was 8 years ago with Sivan. And I took her class. I immediately became addicted to it. And I started to lose weight like 1, 2, 3. Week after week, everything, you know, was gone. And I actually realized that I can lose up to 500 to 1,000 calories in 1 hour because of the way that Zumba works. It works in it's like interval, it's intermittent training. So it's really good because high intensity and then it's lower. And what it makes to your body, this is like the best exercise that you can have today. You can actually finish it in 30 minutes. So, yeah, because it works a lot. It's intense. It's a lot of energy. You're soaking wet after one hour. So I fell in love with that because I like to dance.
Yeah, and everybody likes, well, not everyone, but I like to sweat. So I know that feeling. I know many people don't know really what Zumba is or where it comes from. And yeah. They usually confuse it with Samba, which comes from Brazil, right? Can you clarify Zumba really is?
Zumba is basically Zumba is a fitness program that involves dancing movement from all over the world. It's salsa, merengue, cumbia, Bollywood, dance, belly dance, hip hop, everything that you can imagine, even soca from the Caribbean and you know African dance, and everything is Zumba. And that's why it's so easy for me because I can do everything. I can do everything. I have the freedom to do everything and not just salsa or just rumba or just cha-cha. Where it comes from, there's a guy. His name is Beto Alberto Perez. He's from Colombia originally. And he used to do a cardio classes at the gym. One day, what happened to him, he forgot his music. So he couldn't do what he is supposed to do, but he didn't want to cancel the class, so he went to his car. He took one of these that was back on the 90s, so one of these tapes. Remember and then he had salsa and merengue because that's what he was listening to, right? Uh-huh. Like in everyday basic. So he put it in the class and started to dance to the rhythm salsa and merengue. Everybody fell in love with it and asked for more, and then the rest is history. He moved to Miami and he called it Zumba, and it was like it's a trademark now. It's, you know, it's a business. And Zumba, the word Zumba is actually moving fast.
Yeah,
that's what it says. So Samba. It's just a rhythm, like cha-cha and rumba and belly dance and Bollywood. Samba is just a rhythm.
Okay, so
it's very fast, but it's a rhythm.
Yeah. So it's basically, it was like a freestyle then. He started freestyling his own music and dancing, and then from there it evolved.
Yeah, from there it's all history. Everybody, you know, using the choreography of different routine. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So I know you're licensed in Zumba, Zumba Gold, and Zumba Kids, but can you explain to our listeners what's the difference in each of these?
Sure. Zumba for adults, it's high intensity. It's like I said, it's like an interval training. Zumba Gold, it's different. It's actually created for the older people, which want to be that they're like they're active and they want to stay active. We work in more of balance, coordination, and it's. Well, I can give you an example, like, for instance. I'm not doing a lot of cross in Zumba Gold because there's a lot of people that cannot cross the legs because they have a hip replacement surgery or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not jumping a lot. There's a lot of, other stuff that we can do in order to make it to the audience that I'm teaching the same class. Now, what I'm doing right now, I'm teaching at Sierra Dance, which is my own classes and my own crowd, and I'm teaching at the gym. At the gym, it can be one day it can be a lot of, you know, gold crowded. I mean, with the gold, not gold age. How do you say it in English?
Seniors.
Seniors. Yeah, and I need to shoot to all the levels. You know, I need to see who's my crowd at the same time.
Piece.
Yeah. And just try to make it for everybody, for every level. Mm-hmm. With Zumba Kids, it's different. It's another world out there. And this is really, this is my new passion, Zumba Kids. Since I have 3 kids on my own, I decided to go and teach an enrichment class in Chime Charter School. It's in Woodland Hills, south of the Boulevard. Mm-hmm. My daughter, she goes there. And this is really an amazing class. Legally, I cannot make them dance for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is actually, we involved a lot of games.
Okay.
During the routine, we're talking about self-esteem at the beginning of the class, and they love this part. So the structure of the class is before I'm going to teach them a rhythm, and I can give you an example. Last week we did Bollywood. Mm-hmm. So I'm teaching them about Bollywood, about the biggest film industry in the Hindi language in India. And then I'm working at the system, at the method like zoom in and zoom out. So we're talking about Bollywood. What's Bollywood, about the dance, about the movies, about how it developed, where it developed, that it included three dancing inside of it. Mm-hmm. So it's called Bollywood. And from them, I'm taking it to India, teaching them some fun facts about India.
So it's also like education.
Yes,
too.
It's education. Yeah, a lot of cultural awareness, okay. Self-respect. Respect your peers, respect your body. We're looking at, about a lot of creativity. The kids that doesn't know how to, you know, how to dance, all of a sudden after 8 weeks, they know how to dance. And they really cannot wait to go on the stage, since after 8 weeks we're doing a show for the parents and for the friends on the stage at the auditorium, and they love it. They're just having so much fun. They're having a blast. Yeah,
I bet it sounds like a fun class. What age range of kids are able to?
Okay,
it goes from
4 to 7. It's Zumba Junior.
Okay.
And then Zumba Kids is 7 to 11. After 11, 12 and up, it's Zumba Adult. Yes, I'm teaching 7 to 11. I found this, I guess, range is really easy for me to teach them all the songs and the rhythms, because when you're 4, 5, 6, your joints are not, you know, actually in place. I don't want to play with it. I think it's a lot of responsibility for me to teach them moves, maybe if they're not ready for it physically. So yeah. I choose to take 7 to 11. Maybe one of these days after, you know, I'm going to take more more classes and be an expert in something else, so I can, yeah.
Yeah, and when the kids get older, they could take your Zumba and Zumba Gold classes. So you have them, you're getting them ready to get
it's Zumba for the family.
Yeah. The whole level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Zumba for the family, yeah.
Yeah. From my experience and word of mouth, I know people are hesitant when taking Zumba course because they feel like, oh, I don't know how to dance, or, you know, they're shy. Do you think taking your class will help your students learn how to dance and make them more confident?
You mean taking my classes?
Yeah, like your Zumba classes.
Okay. First of all, Zumba is for everybody.
Okay.
Okay? It's not a dance competition, so it's not, and it's not a dance class. It's not like salsa class or cha-cha class. It's something else. It's fitness.
Yeah.
So everybody can take it. In every level, so it speaks to everybody. As far as take it is in, there's some people that are really shy. They want to stand in the last row and not in the front row, which is okay. But everybody should keep in mind, if you're not gonna start by being a beginner, how can you become an expert?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I started from a point that I didn't know anything about it, right?
Yeah, you're a student when you...
Yeah, I was a student. I was a beginner. So okay. I took the classes. I studied at the last row. And, you know, slowly, after weeks by weeks, and like after 3 or 4 months, I became, you know, an example for somebody else that came as a beginner. So there is a way to do it, but you have to start. If you're going to sit on the couch, nothing is going to happen. You have to do it. You have to do the first step. And I'm welcoming everybody to come to my classes, since it's fun. It's not criticizing or judging no one.
Yeah,
all about the fun.
A lot of people tend to get shy and like don't see the big picture of it's about having fun and enjoying yourself and being fit and getting that workout while listening to music.
Right, but when you see everybody, usually in Tuesday night, I have like 30 girls. So even if you want to be shy, you cannot, because everybody is jumping in. And, you know, it's really high energy. It's like a party. It's like a Latin party in my classes. So you cannot be shy. Nobody is looking at you, you know.
Yeah.
If you ask the students, they say, I don't know who came because I'm looking at myself in the mirror. That's all I care about.
Right?
That's it.
That's great. And what would you say are some of the benefits there are in taking Zumba?
The benefits. Okay, first of all, you can make a lot of friends because it's like a party. You make a lot of friends, so it's social as well. You boost your memory. Control your body weight, your body fat. So you're losing, actually it's cardio, it's fitness. So you're losing weight. You're losing in between 500 to 1,000 calories in 1 hour. It depends how high energy you want to take it. If you're standing next to me, obviously, and you're doing what I'm doing, you're going to lose in between 800 to 1,000.
Yeah.
Coordination. And range of motion, balance, everything that you can think about that it's related to fitness, strength. You've gaining strength. You're losing weight, but you've gaining strength.
Okay.
You're working on your muscles. I'm working a lot on the abs area since I have a lot of mummies. They want to get rid of, you know, all the extra fat in this area. So each time you're working with your hands up, you're actually working on your abs. So, and basically, it's like you're going out. You feel like you don't want it to stop. You feel like you want to have a drink in between. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
it's all about number one rule in my class is to have fun.
Fun.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Now, sure. Gigi, one of the things that really stuck out to me while reading your website was that you taught a fitness class and one morning and delivered your baby that evening. So I found that to be really amazing. Would you recommend pregnant women to participate in any fitness courses at your gym? And does it help induce labor?
Absolutely. Well, we have a prenatal fitness program that includes yoga for those that just really want to do relaxation and stretching while they're pregnant. And then we have pregnancy fitness, low impact fitness. I say Zumba is a great one for those pregnant mommies.
Yeah.
And then we've got postnatal fitness, which is with moms with young babies just 6 weeks postpartum. They bring those babies to class.
Wow.
Yeah, as soon as they get the green light from their OBG, they're good to go back to their fitness level.
What kind of workouts do you guys do?
Well, I would recommend, I would say start, stretching? I would say, well, no. I mean, it depends on your fitness level. I taught kickboxing to the morning that I delivered.
Wow.
And called my doctor right after class, said, I think I'm 2 centimeters dilated, so let's meet at West Hills Hospital and get the show on the road. I think it really helps you mentally, emotionally. This is a 9-month-long preparation, carrying a baby. It's like a marathon, and that's the most fit you want to be. Do I recommend people to start a fitness program when they've never worked out before while they're pregnant? Absolutely not. So that's a great thing to do, prenatal yoga or postnatal yoga. But for those that have been runners, for those that have been doing regular workouts in a gym or a studio, there's absolutely no reason to not continue that during your pregnancy unless your doctor suggests otherwise.
Okay. And since you do offer many other fitness courses at your gym, which class would you recommend the most for those who want to lose weight?
To lose the weight, anything that is cardiovascular. Okay. So any cardio workout, definitely Zumba is at the top of the list because it tends to be more of the low impact version. We have high intensity interval training. We have low impact interval training. We've got boot camp on Saturdays. We've got kickboxing. We pretty much cover the gamut. I truly believe that the best way to lose weight is to cross train.
Okay.
Don't do the same thing every single day. Do something different. You might want to do more of a weightlifting-based workout one day, cardio class the next day, maybe a mat Pilates the next day to really tone your core and your abdominals. So it's a combination of low impact, high intensity, no intensity, which is a yoga-based class. And it's really mixing and matching.
Okay.
So, and Zumba is a great mix to throw in there to really kind of maximize what you want to get out of your fitness program.
Okay. What class would you say is your most popular at your gym?
Well, we have a little of everything, but I would say the HIIT right now is sort of like the key phrase in fitness, which is a high intensity interval training. It's really a mix of cardio as well as weight resistance work, but it's really about the intensity of the workout, being able to get your entire workout in within that 55 minutes and being finished when you're done. Because you see people at the gym,
yeah,
they're there for 3 hours, they're walking on a treadmill, they're doing this, doing that, and their bodies never change. I think that's But that is fairly uncommon. You really see a big change in people's bodies when they do the high-intensity interval training. But it's really, again, it's cross-training. It's mixing it up. It's dancing one day, you know, doing Pilates the next day, doing boot camp the next day, doing weights the next day. And it keeps it really fresh for you, so you never get bored. Your body doesn't hit a plateau.
Yeah. And you offer all those classes at your gym.
We
right?
offer all of those and more.
Can you summarize?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got, this morning, it's a Monday, we actually had Anusara yoga, which is more of a restorative and a structural yoga. It's not a flow yoga. So most of the people in that class, I had 15 people, they're mostly seniors. I don't teach it. I have a yogi of 40-some years. Some of her students have been following her for well over 30 years. When she goes on vacation in the summer, we don't see any of those people. That's how Wow. loyal they are to her. They can't go without. They seek her 3 times a week. We follow the class this morning with a low-impact interval training kickboxing. So, again, Sure. even that is a fusion class. And after that was a mat Pilates this morning. So it was 2 back-to-backs for me. And then I ran over here.
Okay.
And then tonight we're actually going to have the high intensity interval training. And since it's a Monday, the cardio for that is going to be the kickboxing. And then after that, we've got actually Zumba this evening.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. So you guys have a variety of classes.
Yeah, and we've got kids karate class this afternoon from 3:30 to 4:30. And, you know, every day is a little bit like that. We try not to teach the same classes over and over, so there's a lot of variety. And our members find that, you know, just having the ability to choose which class they want to go to is any, you know, look, I'm a much older teacher. I've been doing this for well over 30 years. I'm 51 years old, and, you know, I tell all my students, it's not about working out longer or harder. It's about working out smarter.
Yeah.
That's really the way we want to go with it. I'm not in this for another month or 6 months. I'm in this pretty much for the rest of my life.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you this last question. What aspect do you feel is most rewarding as an instructor?
Oh, I mean, the fact that I get to work out. Not only for the benefit of my students, but for my own benefit. You know, dance has been in my background forever. I was a UCLA cheerleader 100 years ago. And I think this is a natural progression because fitness has been part of my life. And I mean, mentally, like Julie was saying, when you learn something like Zumba, whether it's choreography or a watch, see the instructor. It's just, you know, mentally for you, emotionally for you, it's a great way to, like, burn off that stress. It's such a positive way to end your day or start your day or start your weekend. And it's just something that I'm passionate to do for the rest of my life. So in That's every great. Way possible, exercise, it's a great thing for you.
Okay. Looks like the time is up. Thank you, ladies, for stopping by. Make sure you go check out Zumba Fitness, located on Topanga Boulevard in the city of Woodland Hills, and Fun Fit Factory, located in Ventura Boulevard, also in the city of Woodland Hills, for a fun, upbeat exercise with one of these wonderful instructors. Stay tuned for more healthy living with Lonnie Sagastume on kpcradio.com, and remember, it's a lifestyle.